Proverbs 4:18-19 says, "But the path of the just is as the shining light, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble." So after describing the heart of the wicked and our understanding that all who reject Jesus Christ and the Word of God are wicked and void of the Spirit of God, then we read these encouraging words in verse 18, "But the path of the just is as the shining light." And then the rest of verse 18 goes on to say that this path of the just, which is as the shining light, is a path that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Now, this is the effect of a daily, consistent walk with the Lord and the light of His Word, in obedience to His will, and with prayer daily, day in and day out. You contrast that with verse 19, which says, "The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble." So we have to ask the question personally, what path am I on? You must ask, what path are you on? Are you on the path of the light of God's Word, or are you on the path that is void of God's light, which means that even the light you think you have is darkness? Think about that. Jesus said this in Matthew 6:23, "But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?" Imagine that. And that's the reality. People think they're in the light. It's the deception of false religions. You have their holy books and false teachings that they say is the light. It contradicts the Word of God and Jesus Christ. It is darkness. The New Age movement, Mormonism, Freemasonry, Scientology, and literally thousands of other false cults take their adherents, according to their literature, from darkness to light. But it's a contradiction of the Word of God, so it's actually taking them into darkness even further. That same's true with secular wisdom, psychology, philosophy, positive thinking, and non-biblical meditation techniques like yoga and TM. And then there's things like the modern fad of taking DMT and other hallucinogens like shrooms and LSD. And the list goes on. I don't know what all of them are even called, but I saw a list of these hallucinogens people are taking. And when they take those, they enter into the spirit world and are completely deceived into thinking that they've reached a higher plane. And they even refer to themselves as enlightened. It's darkness. And in all those things that we just listed, they're perverting what the true meaning of the word light is. And they're calling their darkness by the term light. That's exactly what Isaiah speaks of in Isaiah 5:20, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness." That's exactly what these people are doing. They are spiritually blind, and Jesus warns, can the blind lead the blind? Well, no. They'll lead them into the same ditch. But by contrast, we have the true light of God's Word and light, capital L, incarnate in Jesus Christ. Psalm 119:105, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." 2 Peter 1:19 says, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts." Each generation has its fads, its fakes, its false prophets with their false religions, and it's all false light. But in every generation, there is a remnant to stand with God's Word and with Jesus Christ, the true God and Savior of this world. And you have to make the choice to stand with the remnant in this generation against the masses and majority. And you have to make the choice daily. Live each day in His light while rejecting the world's darkness. Then you have to make a daily choice and not be foolish and follow the light of God's Word unto the perfect day.